USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The Republicans are totally unified.
President Trump refusing to cave on his campaign promise to finish building the border wall. He speaks with reporters on Capitol Hill, saying Republicans are unified.
We want border security. We want safety for our country.
Later, the president leaves a meeting at the White House with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer after the two Democrats refuse to budge. House Minority Leader Republican Kevin McCarthy telling reporters after the meeting,
the president would go back and forth in a negotiation in a very respectful way. I saw Schumer continue to raise his voice. The president then turned to the speaker and politely asked her, okay, Nancy, if we open the government up in 30 days, could we have border security? She raised her hand and said, no, not at all. The president calmly said, I guess you're still not wanting to deal with the problem.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
With Homeland Security front and center for the administration, President Trump Thursday heads to the U.S. border with Mexico to tour what's been built of the border wall and what remains to get done. USA Radio's Tim Berg says Libertarian Ron Paul, like the Democrats, not into the wall. Here's his report.
As Democrats and Republicans still cannot come up with a deal to end the partial government shutdown, on Thursday, President Trump will travel to McAllen, Texas, to tour border facilities and also meet with border agents. Former Texas Congressman Ron Paul was asked about our border crisis on CNBC.
I don't like walls. I'm a libertarian. I don't want to wall people in. I don't want to wall people out. But I don't want free, open borders either. I think you have to remove the incentives for people to come. And they come because there's a welfare system here, easy access to citizenship. It's politicized. One group wants them because they think they can get the votes. But people should be able to come and visit and work.
And checking Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up almost 92 points. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A man's attempt to cash in on a stolen lottery ticket backfires big time. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
A California man's facing grand theft charges after trying to cash in his roommate's $10 million lottery ticket. Police in Vacaville say the man bought a $30 scratcher last month and thought he had won just $10,000. Excited, nevertheless, he told his roommates about it. That's when police say one of them bought the same kind of ticket and scratched it and then switched it out with the winning ticket. When the real lotto winner discovered what he thought was a winning ticket was worthless, he filed a police report. The roommate who stole it also discovered the ticket was actually worth $10 million. So he went to the lottery office in Sacramento to collect his money on Monday, but all he collected was a criminal charge as police were there waiting for him when he arrived.
To the economy now and your money. Gas prices down. USA Radio's John Clemens takes a look.
The price at the pump this week is down 2.5 cents for a national average of $2.23 per gallon. According to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, this downward trend may not continue much longer.
The price of oil has rebounded back up to $48.50 per barrel, but there is still a little bit of a lag time, and that is why the national average gas price has dropped in the last week. But if the upward trend does continue in the price of oil, this could be perhaps one of the last couple weeks that we see the trend continue lower.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.